We're going to talk blood donations this morning with Katie Marshall, who is with the American Red Cross, the External Communications Manager, and she has got everything we ever needed to know about blood drives. Right, Katie?
I definitely do, and it is a critical time to talk about it, indeed, which we know comes around when the temperatures are very high or they're very low. It's much more difficult to collect blood, and it's already been a challenging winter, so we're really hoping to reach blood donors today.
Well, I've been hearing a lot here lately that it's the need for blood is very urgent, but it's always urgent. Is it more so right now?
The reason that we have such a great need at this time is the fact that we've seen such severe weather. So in January, we had those huge storms that hit the East Coast, and they're not done with them yet. But more than 350 blood drives were canceled on the East Coast and scattered throughout the country in January. And that resulted in more than 11,000 blood donations going uncollected. That was a huge hit. And then we had that huge storm that rolled through southwest Iowa and Nebraska and kind of the whole middle section of the country the first week of February. In Nebraska and southwest Iowa, just in 2 days, we had to cancel 20 blood drives. And just for our region, 70 hospitals that we provide blood for, we came up short about 850 pints of blood between those 20 blood drives. So we are really needing to restock the shelves, rebuild the supply. Thankfully, we have not reached a point that we have a shortage of blood, but we have a very low supply compared to what we like to have to make sure that we're always prepared for an emergency.
You know, that's probably something that none of us really think about when we have severe weather like that. We think about school closings. We think about maybe businesses being affected, travel affected. Probably not something that pops into our minds right away is how that affects the delivery system when it comes to the lack of these blood draws when they have to be canceled. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. There were some communities that we saw still wanted to hold their blood drive. The weather didn't impact them as badly, but we still need to transport that blood to be tested to make sure it's safe. And if we can't get the blood safely to a testing site, then we can't have that blood drive either. So it does get to be very complicated. But the hospitals are not shutting down when the weather gets very severe. So we do our best to not cancel blood drives, but we have to keep our donors and our staff safe. So that's why we always need to be prepared. Winter is not over yet. We could see more storms coming. So we don't want to get to a point that we do have a shortage, and that's why every single blood drive really matters, and every single donor. The number one reason that people say they don't donate blood is because they were never asked to donate blood. I know that was true for me. For almost 30 years, I didn't give blood because I'd never been asked. I walked by blood drives and thought, that's really nice that people do that. That's important. But I just didn't think of it as something that I would do. And then finally, I had a friend ask me to donate blood. And I finally had to take a look in the mirror and think, why don't I do this? And the satisfaction and the gratification that I get from knowing that I've given a very small chunk of my time, about an hour, to roll up a sleeve, give a pint of blood that I didn't need anyways. It's just going to regenerate. I'm healthy and have good blood so I can give it away. It's very satisfying. So I would just make that special ask, if you are a blood donor, to invite a friend or a family member along to make a difference. The impact could be huge, especially right now, this time of year.
They're trying to reach you and ask you for your donation.
That's right. We are. We're reaching out, and we're just trying to keep in mind who it really impacts, who it hits home. There's a young woman in Red Oak. She's 19 years old, and she had a baby last fall. She was so excited to become a new mom and thought it would just be a normal delivery. Well, the delivery ended up being very complicated. This was in October, and she lost a lot of blood. She needed to receive blood transfusions right after her baby girl was born. And it's very likely that those blood transfusions helped save her life. And I talked to her just before we started 2016, and she said, I get to start this new year with my little girl, my growing and happy baby, all thanks to blood donors, but that blood was there, something I never thought about before. So it's people like new moms, others who are fighting cancer, people who need organ transplants, and accident victims. There's just such a wide variety of reasons that people depend on blood. So think of those individuals when you're trying to see if you have that hour of time to roll up a sleeve and give.
Well, you know, some people financially live what we call paycheck to paycheck, and That's kind of what happens with blood donations. The Red Cross and those folks who are in charge of, you know, being the ones on the front lines to collect the blood is, it's almost, you almost live donation to donation. There's not a vast supply, and even when you do have a little bit of a supply, there is a shelf life to it.
There is. Blood only lasts 42 days, so we're always collecting just enough to make sure that our hospitals are well supplied, but we don't want to over-collect either, if the fact of the matter is that it does have that shelf life of 42 days. Platelets, the shelf life is even less. 5 days is all platelets last after a donor gives. So it is important. That's why when we talk about there being a constant need, blood is a very special gift. It definitely has an expiration date, but it absolutely has to be in the hospitals when they need it. So we do ask that people take the time to give. And you can give up to 6 times a year if you make it a habit. You're eligible to donate every 56 days, every other month. So a pretty cool habit to make part of your life.
Well, Katie, you shared a story with us earlier about the woman in Red Oak and her child. But I've actually gotten cards in the past that have, they don't give a lot of detail, names and things like that, but just kind of a reaffirmation that makes you feel so good about, hey, this is where your blood went. It helped this person who was undergoing this, and we really thank you for the donation. And do they still do that?
They do it for certain blood types. So the blood types that are in highest demand, that we need to engage those donors to come back and give blood again. We always want to make sure that you have a chance to find out what hospital your blood went to. So some of those high demand blood types and the ones that we really need right now are O negative. That's the universal blood type. Only 7% of people have O negative blood, but anybody can receive it. O positive is also very important and is used in emergency situations, and B negative. So those three blood types, O negative, O positive, and B negative, are in high demand right now. And yeah, that would be one situation where you would find out where your blood went. One reason that I like to use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, which we launched about a year and a half ago, is you can watch where your blood goes in real time on your phone or your tablet if you make your appointment through the app. So I always make my appointment on there, and then I can pull it up and watch where my blood journey is on its route. So it will show you when it's in testing, when it's been processed, and then as soon as it's delivered to a hospital in real time, that pops up on my phone. So that's just a great way to really drive home that I didn't just go and give away a pint of my blood, but I went to help save lives. And it went to, just recently, it went to Geneva, Nebraska, so not very far away. And to know that I impacted somebody in that community is really heartwarming and really special.
Well, it helps to build those relationships. And that's really what you're trying to do with your donors, is build a relationship.
Exactly. It's a way of really serving the community and helping others, and just knowing that you've made a difference for people when they're facing a great time of need. And you never know when that need will hit close to home. Every 2 seconds, somebody in the United States is depending on a blood transfusion. So there's a good chance that eventually it could hit someone in your family, a coworker, someone down the street, or maybe even yourself.
That's right. You might know the next person that needs that blood. Well, we've told them why. Let's tell them where. We've got a lot of opportunities coming up here soon, right?
We have several opportunities. So on Monday, February 15th, we're at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. We're in Greenfield on February 16th, as well as Harlan on the 16th. On February 17th, we're in Panama at St. Mary's Church. And then coming up the following week, February 23rd in Neola. The 24th, we're in Corning and Atlantic. The 25th in Red Oak. And then the first week of March, I'll just list off a few. Once we get into Red Cross Month, we're at Atlantic High, Underwood High, Griswold High, Oakland Riverside High, Crescent, Irwin, several opportunities. So I just listed off a ton of towns, a ton of dates. But what you can do is, if you think you might have heard your community in there or you want to find out more details, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Go to redcrossblood.org or download that Red Cross Blood Donor app like I mentioned before. You can find out more information. You can ask questions about eligibility, and you can make your appointment right there. So I would highly recommend using one of those sites to help us meet that critical demand for blood right now.
Absolutely.
And know that you helped save lives.
You bet. And also on Facebook, too.
on Facebook. Yes, we are very active there, and a lot of your questions can be answered there as well. So Twitter.
All the platforms. You got them all covered.
That's right.
All right, very good. Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time here today. I appreciate the visit.
The need is constant. That doesn't change, but there's new patients who are depending on it every single day. So that drives you to keep doing what you're doing, and I would just say thank you to all the donors who have and continue to take the time to give and meet that need.